Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting week 4 of the 2025 NFL season. Already started with a pretty decent game with the Seahawks defeating the Cardinals. Pretty entertaining, although Thursday night football is by far the worst football. It is so depressing. It's unimaginably depressing. They have a magical ability to turn an interesting game into boring, and it's just very sad. It's not a good experience. The NFL hopefully will not renew their contract with Prime, because I hate that. And so, the first abroad game or overseas game is in Dublin, in Ireland, this week. Vikings versus the Steelers. And I think the Vikings are going to win this. I think they're just a better team overall. And they've been doing quite well. Obviously, the loss to the Falcons and the Steelers have that loss to the Seahawks in week 2. And I think the quality of opponents the Vikings have faced is greater than the quality of opponents that the Steelers have faced, and they've just done better. Therefore, I think the Vikings are going to win this game. Even though J.J. McCarthy is out, I do expect them to win this game with their backup, Carson Wentz, who is still kind of capable as a backup. They beat the Jake Browning-led Cincinnati Bengals last week, and I think they're going to win this game. Their defense is still suffering with Andrew Van Ginkel being out again, although the Steelers have lost Alex Highsmith and Joey Porter Jr. is questionable, and Jaylen Warren is questionable with a resting player resting for his knee. Apparently, this is not injury-related, though. So, I think the Vikings are going to win pretty good close game, like 27-21. And the Commanders at the Falcons. Usually, I would predict the Commanders to win this. However, their team has fallen apart is the best way I can describe it. John Bates is out. Noah Brown is out. Percy Butler is out. Jaden Daniels is out for another week, so Marcus Mariota will replace him, and Terry McLaurin, their star receiver, is out. That is a pretty big problem for the Commanders, especially going up against the Falcons. The Falcons got stomped by the Panthers, who were winless, of course losing week 1, then beating the Vikings in kind of a surprise in week 2. They got demolished by the Panthers, which is really weird. Penix threw 2 interceptions. It's not really like him. And again, they got destroyed 30-0 by the Panthers. But I think they'll come back. I think that was kind of a fluke. And I think they're going to have a good chance against a very, very injured Washington team. AJ Terrell is still out. That is still a problem since the Vikings game. But I think they'll win. I think it'll be kind of close because the Falcons still aren't very good, but I think Bijan Robinson is going to go for 100 yards and 1 or 2 touchdowns. I think they're going to definitely come back from the poor showing they had against the Panthers, 17-13. Again, really big problems with the Commanders. You know, they don't have a team anymore. But Mariota, again, is still a capable backup, still relatively capable for a backup. He's not starter level, but he's something you can trust your, he's someone you can trust your team to. But still, I think the Falcons are going to end up winning unless they mess this up in a very Falcons way. Now, the Chargers at the Giants, and the Giants kept it close. With the Chiefs, they've had some close losses. They've looked kind of good in their losses, but not that good. And the Chargers have been very dominant. They're undefeated. They're very likely going to win the AFC West, and especially coming off of a win against the Broncos, they look very strong. Although they do have some injuries at offensive line. Mekhi Becton is out with a concussion. Bradley Bozeman, their center, is questionable. For skill position players, Darius Davis and Will Disley are out. And safety Elijah Molden is questionable. For the Giants, Graham Gano is out. Hopefully they won't be kicking that many field goals. And Chauncey Golston is out. And I think the Giants are going to look decent in losing, at least. But I still think they're going to lose 21-17. I don't expect the Chargers to really run away with this one. Moving on to the Saints at the Bills. Saints, again, have looked decent in some of their losses. But they are still a winless team. And they're going up against an undefeated team, a very strong team. They've been doing very well. That's the Bills. And I don't know what you would expect. I mean, the Saints still don't have Chase Young. He's still out. And again, what do you expect? It's the Bills. The Bills are going to demolish the Saints. They do have some injuries. Matt Milano and Ed Oliver are still out, so still some injury worries on their defense and their pass rush. Really, the Bills are going to win this one with their offense. Josh Allen's probably going to have 3 combined touchdowns in a 31-17 game for the Bills. Now, the Titans at the Texans. Titans would have been expected to be 0-3. Texans, not really. At 0-3, it's kind of surprising. But I think they will win their first game against the Titans. For the Titans, J.C. Latham is out. Kevin Winston Jr. is also out. For the Texans, Derek Stingley Jr. is questionable. And I think the Texans are finally going to get their first win. Probably pretty close, not that pretty of a game, 17-14. Now the Eagles at the Buccaneers, 2 undefeated teams. They won't be undefeated. The Buccaneers have not looked very good this season. I mean, they are undefeated, but their win margins were, for week 1, 3 points. For week 2, 1 point. For week 3, 2 points. And that was against the Jets, who didn't even have Justin Fields. For the Eagles, they beat the Rams because of some blocked kicks, but they got very lucky. They got away with it, but their red zone defense is very good and heartbreaking. For them, Adoree Jackson is doubtful. And for the Bucs, Mike Evans is out. Chris Godwin is questionable. Logan Hall is questionable. Baker Mayfield is questionable, and so is Tristan Wirfs. So, some injuries. Most of them are questionable. Most will likely play. But still, Eagles, better team, stronger showings than the Buccaneers. And against better teams than the Buccaneers, I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. Ultimately, I predict the Eagles winning 27-24. For the Browns at the Lions, Browns haven't been doing well, obviously. The Lions just beat the Ravens. They're doing excellent. They had a slow start in week 1, but they've definitely rebounded. For the Browns, Jack Conklin is questionable, and Mike Hall Jr. is out. For the Lions, Zach Cunningham is out. Taylor Decker is questionable. And Daniel Thomas and Sione Baki are out. Again, Lions offense is probably going to run away with this one. I expect another strong showing, 30-10 for the Lions. Panthers at Patriots. Panthers, again, stomping the Eagles. Very, very surprising game. Patriots not doing so well. They got taken out by the Bucks, which, you know, expected. That was definitely to be expected. It's the Bills. So I do expect them to win. I don't think the Bucks haven't. They had a fluke win against the Falcons, and again, that's the Falcons. I don't expect them to follow it up well. I think the Patriots are going to win 20-17. Now, Colts at Rams. Rams had a very tough loss. Colts are undefeated, but the Rams are still probably the better team. The Colts have a good running back in Jonathan Taylor, but the Rams slaughtered Saquon Barkley last game. The pass rush, I think, will be a large problem for Daniel Jones. And finally, the Rams get an afternoon slot. That's very nice. I think the Rams are going to win and take down the Colts. Colts won't be undefeated. For the Colts, DeForest Buckner is questionable. Matt Goncalves is out. Kenny Moore the second is out. Alec Pierce is out. For the Rams, Davante Adams is questionable. Rob Havenstein is questionable. He's still on the team. Tyler Higbee's questionable. And Colby Parkinson is also questionable. Steve Avila, whose injury in the Eagles game was massive against the Rams, is going to be back. And they actually have a decent offensive line for once. I think the Rams are going to beat the Colts 27-13. Jaguars at 49ers. The 49ers got Brock Purdy back. He's been cleared to play. However, they moved Nick Bosa onto injured reserve, so a hit for their defense. Still, I don't think they will have much trouble against the Jaguars. And I think they're going to beat the Jaguars quite easily. Probably in the 20s. Probably like 30-21. I expect a pretty high-scoring game. Bears at Raiders. And, I mean, neither of these teams have done really well. The Raiders just got murdered by the Commanders with Marcus Mariota. The Bears had a blowout win against the Cowboys after being blown out by the Lions. I think the Bears have done better in this season, especially after one of the dumbest plays I think I've ever seen with Geno Smith throwing the ball away on 4th-and-5. I think the Bears actually have a good chance to pick up another win, bring themselves to 500, and dropping the Raiders down to 250. And I think the Bears are going to end up winning this game 23-20. And then the Ravens at the Chiefs. The Ravens 1-2, very shocking, a close loss against the Bills in week one, and then a not so close loss to the Lions. And I think they will end up winning this game against the Chiefs. The Chiefs picked up their first win, but it was against the Giants. So for the Ravens, long list of injuries: Travis Jones, Isaiah Likely, Ronnie Stanley, and Kyle Van Noy are questionable. Nnamdi Madubuike, Patrick Ricard, and Broderick Washington are out. For the Chiefs, Mike Dana is doubtful. Christian Fulton and Ashton Gilott are questionable. I still don't think these injuries will greatly impact the game, although Nnamdi Madubuike is very important to the Ravens' line, so maybe that will have an effect. And I think the Ravens are going to win this, but closer. If you had asked me at the start of the season, I would have expected a blowout by the Ravens, but now I think I'm going to go with a more conservative prediction of 27-24. For Sunday Night Football, the Packers at the Cowboys. The Cowboys just got embarrassed by the Bears. The Packers are probably going to beat them by a lot. The Packers did pick up their first loss, which was to the Browns. But still, they've had some strong performances against good teams. So I think they will beat the Cowboys 27-13. And then for Monday Night Football, the 0-3 Jets at the 0-3 Dolphins. And I think the Jets are going to pick up their first win. Justin Fields is back. And although Jermaine Johnson is out, I think they will still have a good showing. And I think they'll win. The Dolphins have done nothing this entire year. Tua's brain has seemed to have melted out of his ears, which we could all see coming after he got, you know, his second, third, and fourth concussion in the same year, and then his fifth the year after that. And so, by the way, every concussion makes you more likely to get another concussion. So this is a downhill spiral for Tua, because those five concussions make him more likely to get a sixth, which makes him more likely to get a seventh than an eighth. It's definitely possible if he keeps playing this long, given that most of his concussions weren't even hard hits. They were head to ground instead of like head to head or something like that. So he should probably retire if he wants to, you know, not get CTE or not worsen what he probably already has. That's undiagnosable if you don't know, unless the patient, you know, dies and they have the brain. But we can speculate. We can definitely speculate that after five concussions, including three in the same year and two 4 days apart, that we can speculate that Tua probably will end up with CTE. But he's done nothing this season, and neither have the Jets really, but they came pretty close to the Steelers, and I think they'll pick up their first win. I'm really rooting for Justin Fields. I thought he could do better on a team that was better than the Bears. The Jets, really a lateral move there, not a better team, but I'm excited. I think he can go far, so he hasn't done much, but I think this could be his comeback. I think the Jets will improve to 1-3. They'll probably miss the playoffs, but I think they'll be fun to watch, and they'll probably beat the Dolphins 26-16. And finally, we have the Broncos at 1-2 going against the Bengals at 2-1. The Bengals coming off of a really tough loss where they got annihilated by the Vikings with Jake Browning throwing two interceptions. And I actually trust in the Broncos. I think Bo Nix is going to get it done. 23-17 Broncos victory. So that does it for week 4 of the 2025 NFL season. Hope you enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.